the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Reading and writing serves as the foundation for so much of elementary school education, and always has. While that remains unchanged, expectations of children and teachers evolve with the times. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Chloe Bulliard, Assistant Professor of Elementary Education at Missouri State University. She is here to talk about recent changes in elementary education.
Well, I think a few ways the elementary curriculum has changed in the last few years include technology, responding to pressures from high-stakes testing, the homework debate of how much homework teachers should give, if any at all. Certainly, moving away from maybe teacher-directed learning toward project-based learning, and also with that, from whole class instruction to more small group workshop approaches.
One of the biggest challenges for all teachers, noted Bulliard, is to meet the diverse and unique needs of all the children in a classroom. She elaborates.
For example, students may enter a third grade classroom on a kindergarten reading level and others on a 10th grade reading level. And so the move toward more small group instruction and a workshop approach in reading, writing, and math, for instance, is a response to meeting those diverse needs of students in a way that enables teachers to personalize learning a bit more.
Technology is always a hot topic, and Bulliard speaks about how it is utilized in the classroom and the challenges it presents.
When I graduated from my teacher preparation program with my bachelor's degree, I entered a classroom with an interactive whiteboard or smart board. While those might still be present in most classrooms, they're being replaced or utilized alongside one-to-one devices. Technology keeps changing, and the expectation to utilize that technology is high. Districts spend the money to provide each student with these one-to-one devices. So, of course, the expectation is there that teachers utilize this technology meaningfully with their students. And so teachers need to have support in how that looks and how to balance technology with more traditional paper, pencil, hands-on, collaborative methods of instruction. Additionally, teachers are expected to help students learn how to use their devices responsibly and safely. So that includes encouraging their students to charge their devices at home each night if they take their devices home, to not damage their devices when they're handling them, and so on. And also safely in the sense of instilling digital citizenship, which is a kind of a buzzword, I guess, in using technology with students. And that just includes working with students to think about internet safety, their digital footprint and reputation online, privacy and security, self-image and identity, relationships and communication online, as we can see on social media, information literacy, how do you identify fake news from inaccurate information, cyberbullying, of course, and digital drama, and finally, creative credit and copyright. Those are all concerns that elementary teachers, as you might not guess, are charged with helping their students to develop. Along with that, making sure that we as teachers are considering equal access to technology. So if you give students devices and you expect them to use their devices at home to complete some sort of assignment, that is assuming that students have internet access. Districts are responding to this need by providing hotspots that students can check out and take home to have access to the internet.
Missouri State University's College of Education partners with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to stay ahead of the trends and needs of teachers entering the workforce. Bulliard notes that the elementary school teacher has always been tasked with meeting standards in a meaningful way while racing against the clock. She shares about the multiple hats that teachers wear every day.
Good teachers treat their students as whole people, so they're not just responding to or supporting their students' academic needs. They're often serving as a counselor, a nurse. They serve as a time manager, a crowd manager, a materials manager, while also learning and continuing to learn throughout their professional development, and then planning curriculum. So I think it's important when we think about how we can support teachers to be mindful of the many hats that they wear and the many pools for their attention and time.
That was Dr. Chloe Bolliard. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.